in the Ein Beins. Okay, Ein Beins Shilo Yerushalayim. So when Bnei Israel crossed the Yarden into Eretz Israel, they came to Gilgal. They set up a Mishkan in Shilo. When Shilo was destroyed, it was then moved from Shilo to Nov, and then subsequently to Givon. And it wasn't until 40 years that they set up the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. But in Bein Shilo Yerushalayim, Ela Shebeshilo, Oakland, Kachin, Kalim, Amois, Hasheni, Bechol HaRoeb. The difference between Shilo and Yerushalayim was only in the fact that in Shilo, you were able to eat Kachin, Kalim, and Amois, Hasheni, as long as you were able to see Shilo. But wasn't the same thing in Yerushalayim when they set up the Mikdash. Yerushalayim lefnim en achoma. Yerushalayim, it was extended to anywhere within the choma. So even if you couldn't see Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim is anywhere in the chomos Yerushalayim. So so I think that the din of Shilo was even more makel because you can even be outside of Shilo as long as you can see Shilo. I've never been to Shilo. Have you been to Shilo? I heard it's like a whole tourist thing, and like it's the Makam and the Mishkan. But anyway, I haven't been there. But fine. So Shilo, you had a little bit. You had a longer wait. In Yerushalayim, you can only go to Menachoma. They can the Khan, whether it was Yerushalayim or Shilo, Kachi Kachim Nechalim Lefnei Menachloim. Kachim Kachim could only be eaten within the curtains, meaning within the actual the curtains really refers to the curtains of the courtyard of the Mishkan. But anyway, the surrounding the Beis HaMikdash, immediately surrounding the Beis HaMikdash as well, that's where Kachim Kachim can only be eaten. Kedusha Shilo, when it comes to Kedusha Shilo, Yesh Achareya Heter. There was a Heter after Shilo to build Bamos, meaning to build individual Mizbechos. The Kedusha Yerushalayim ain't achara heter, but Yerushalayim, no. After the Beis HaMikdash, after the Churban Bayis, there was no longer a heter to build Bamos. Bechlal. Doesn't matter if it was Yerushalayim, if it was the first Mikdash or the second Mikdash, you were not allowed to build Bamos at all. We'll see, this is a subject of a machlokes in the Gemara. So the Gemara picks up, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, against the Mishnah, Shamati, I heard, Shemakriven beBeis Chonyo bezmanazeh, that Beis Chonyo, you know, Beis Chonyo is Beis Chonyo. It's a Gemara in Menachos. So during the times of Shimon HaTzadik, who was earlier by a Sheni, so when Shimon HaTzadik died, there are two Girsos in Menachos as to what happened with this story. The first Girsa is that when Shimon HaTzadik died, so he ordered that his son Chonyo, who was his younger son, he had another son, I forgot what his name was, but who was
Shimi.
So Shimi, right? So Chonyo, he ordered that Chonyo should be the Kohen Gadol. So Shimi got jealous, and Shimi told Chonyo, "Here, I'm going to teach you how to do the avoda." And he dressed him in women's clothing and female clothing, and Chonyo had no idea. And so Shimi told the Kohanim, "Look at this guy; he's making a mockery of the avoda." So they went to kill Chonyo. So Chonyo had to run away. So he ran away to Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim he built a bama, and according to that girsa, that bama was l'shem avodah zarah. There's another girsa in the Gemara as to maybe it happened differently. Maybe Shimon HaTzadik said that it should be Chonyo who should be the Kohen Gadol, but Chonyo said, "No, I can't do it because my older brother should do it." So they appointed the older brother Shimi, and then Chonyo regretted it. So he wanted to chop it back. So he told Shimi, "This is how you're going to do the avoda." And he dressed Shimi in the female clothing. And then he told the Kohanim, and the Kohanim wanted to kill Shimi. And then Shimi said, "No, this is what Chonyo taught me." So they realized that it was all Chonyo all along. They chased Chonyo out. Chonyo ran to Mitzrayim, and he built a bama l'shem Hashem, Shem Shamayim. So according to the machlokes over there as to whether the bama that he built was l'shem Shamayim. And those are the two girsos. Fine. So Rav Yitzchak says, "Dabizman hazeh," meaning after the Churban Bayis. I heard that after the Churban Bayis, you're allowed to be makriv. So according to that kasavar, the Gemara says it must be that Rav Yitzchak holds a beis chon yolav beis avodah zarah. Must have been that he's holding like the girsa that it wasn't a l'shem avodah zarah, because then there would be no reason why you'd be able to makriv there. And B, that kasavar kedusha rishona kedusha l'shayis avolo kedusha l'asid lavo, that the original kedusha of the mikdash was bottle once it was destroyed. So since it was bottle, then we don't have a kedusha aspect there anymore, and you can do bummels outside of the makom hamikdash. So that's that flies in the face of our Mishnah. The Gemara brings this up, but anyway, the Gemara says, because the pasuk says kilo basem ad ato, you didn't come to now el hamnucha el hanachla, to the place, to the menucha and to the nachla. What is Menucha and the Nachla? So says the Gemara, Menucha zu Shiloh, Nachla zu Yerushalayim. Menucha is a reference to Shiloh, where they were Nach from the wars, and Nachla is a reference to Yerushalayim. And therefore, since the Pasuk says Menucha and Nachla in the same Pasuk, Makish Nachla Lenucha, Ma Nucha Yeshachar a Heter. Just like you know, by Menucha, by Shiloh, there's a Heter afterwards to build Bamos. Af Nachla Yeshachar a Heter. So too by Nachla, by Yerushalayim, there's a Heter to build Bamos after Yerushalayim was destroyed. Amrulei, so they say to Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar, did you really say this? Did you really say that you can be makriv in Beis Chonyo? Amar Lahu, he said, lo. No, he said, no, I'm retracting. I didn't mean that. Amar Rava. Rava said, ho elokim amra. But yeah, but he did say that. Ugamirna lamine, and I heard him say that. I heard Rabbi Yitzchak say that. Umay taima kahadr, based on then, therefore, why did Rabbi Yitzchak in the end, when they asked him, did you say this? Do you hold of this? Did he actually chozer? Why was he chozer bo? So it says, Gemara mishum kasha de Rab Meri, because of the kasha, two kashas of Rab Meri. Rab Meri asked two kashas. Question number one, the most of Rab Meri, kedusha shilo yesh achareh heta, kedusha Jerusalem ein achareh heta. We have a first mission that we just read that said that Kedusha Shiloh, you can build bombos afterwards. Yerushalayim, you can't. So how can Rabbi Yitzchak say that? It flies in the face of the mission of the Ode. Tanan, we have another mission that says, Mishabar Yerushalayim, once they came to Yerushalayim, Nesru HaBamos, the bombos were asered, meaning bombos katanos were asered afterwards. Velo Hayalahem Ode Heter, and they never again subsequently retained a heter to build bamos. This is the nachla that the pasuk is referencing, that the Yerushalayim was the nachla and nothing else is the nachla. So you cannot build bamos afterwards. So what is Rabbi Yitzchak talking about? So that's why, in fact, Rabbi Yitzchak was chozer because of these two mishnayos. And at the end of the day, Rabbi Yitzchak held that you cannot be makriv. But the Gemara says, actually, Tanaihi, the subject of whether Yesh Achareya Heter and Kedusha Rishona, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Bein B'mikdash Rishon, Bein B'mikdash Sheni, is Kidshel HaShaita of a low Kidshel HaSid Lava, or if it is, whether it has Kedusha after its destruction, that's actually the subject of a Machlokas Tanaim, as we will see. The Gemara here will attempt to bring a Machlokas Tanaim between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara will reject it and bring a different machlokas tanoim. But at the end of the day, we're going to show that there is a machlokas tanoim as to whether kidsha rishona, kidsha l'shaita, whether it's a kedusha for that time, and kidsha l'asid lavo, and that kedusha retains itself, or whether it's bottled once the mikdash was destroyed. So the Brisa says like this: I'm Rabbi Lazar. Shamati, I heard kashahayu bonim beheichal, when Ezra came back to build the bayis sheni. And they were building the heichal. Osin kloim la heichal. They would make curtains for the heichal. Ukloim la azara, and kloim curtains for the azara, for the makom surrounding the heichal. Ella, what was the difference between these two curtains? Shebe heichal bonim mibachutz. What they did was they set up a curtain, and then they built a wall that they were going to build for the to separate between the heichal and outside. They built a wall outside of the curtain so that the curtain would be hanging on the inside. So because the builders should not be going inside the curtain to build, it was not kavodik. So they're not even allowed to be there. So So they built the wall outside of the curtain.
This was just a temporary wall.
What?
Saying this was a temporary wall. Well, they were building it, and then
they were building a permanent wall. This is the wall. This is the wall that they were building for the Mikdash. But before they did that, they set up these curtains. The Gemara will see why we set up the curtains. But they set up the curtains, and the question here is, where did they set up the curtains? Like the curtains and the Mikdash, they set up inside of the wall. So they were building. They were building outside of the curtains. So inside of the curtains was the Heichal. And everything that was in the Heichal, the menorah, the mizbeach, v'chule, and outside was the wall. Outside of the curtain was the wall, so that the builders would not be going inside the curtains. Ubazara, the wall that they were building for the Azara, bonim mibifnim, that they were able to build bifnim because it wasn't as much a problem for them to go to be seen inside the Azara. So they would build the wall. They made the curtain, and they would build the wall just inside the curtain. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. For Am Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, "No, Shamati. I heard Shemakriven Afapi She'ein Bayis, that they were able to build a mizbeach even though there was no bias standing there. As long as they knew where to be makriv, the kedusha retains itself, regardless of whether you have klayim or not." We see that Rabbi Eliezer shita, as the Gemara is going to say, that you need the klayim in order to reinstate the kedusha, because the kedusha was bottle. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, he says no, the kedusha was never bottle. So as long as you knew where the makom mikdash was, you didn't need klayim. So you can be makriv even though there's no bais. Ochlin kachim kachim av bisha ain't klayim. You can eat kachim kachim inside the azara even though there are no klayim to prove where it is. And kachim kalim ma'aser sheni av bisha ain't choma. And you can eat the kachim kalim ma'aser sheni even though there's no chomos yerushalayim. You don't need any of that. Why? Because the Kedusha always retains itself. And so therefore, regardless of whether you have klayim or not, irrespective, you can eat where you know where it is. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Mechlal, to Rabbi Eliezer Savar, lo kitchel asid lavo. But there was no Kedusha. After the Bayis Rishon was destroyed, Kedusha was gone. Therefore, they had to set up the klayim as a formal Kedusha in order to set up to reinstate the Kedusha. So we see this machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, perhaps as to whether Kidsha Rishona, Kidsha Lasid level or not. Amale Ravina says to Rav Ashi, Mimai, how can we prove from here? And necessarily Rabbi Eliezer is holding the reason why they set up the Kloim is because he holds that the Kedusha was bottled. Dilma, maybe it's Kuli Alma, Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kedusha L'Asid Lavo. Maybe even Rabbi Eliezer holds that Kedusha always stayed. Umar, Madash Moile, Ka'amar, Umay, Madash Moile, Ka'amar. Everybody is just saying what they heard. Rabbi Eliezer said, I heard they put up curtains. Rabbi Yeshua said, no curtains, you just brought the carbonos. They're arguing about what they heard. But really, even Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Kedusha stayed. The Chitema, and if you'll say, well, if that's the case, Kloim Rabbi Eliezer Lamali, if that's the case, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Kedusha is always there, then why do they need Kloim to begin with? Why couldn't they just build the wall, and even if it'll take them 10 years to build the wall, who cares? As long as they know where the Makom is, they could just bring the Mizbechos, bring the Korbanos. So the Gemara said, if you're going to try to say that, why else would Rabbi Eliezer need the kolayim? So the Gemara says, no, let's niusa ba'alma. It's a privacy thing. It's covetic to have kolayim there. So they set up kolayim, but it's not a necessity for the karbanos. So we don't have a raya from here that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua whether kitcha rishona, kitcha l'shaita, kitcha l'asid lavo or not. Ella, says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you from the following. There's going to be a machlokis here. Machlokis really, it's really a stira in Rabbi Yishmael. There are two opinions of what Rabbi Yishmael said. And based on this stira, the Gemara is going to come out saying that this is a machlokis tanoim. Says the Gemara like this. Ela kihani tanoi. It's like the following two brises. The sanya, because the one brisa says, I'm Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, said, Lama manu chacham es elu? We know that the Mishnah Erechin lists eight or nine different cities that are Bate Arechoma. Bizman, when Ezra came back. So they listed eight or nine different cities that were considered Bati Arechoma, Nafkamina Lagabe, whether you can sell it, how you can sell it, and when you can sell it. When you can sell a Bati Arechoma, if it's a Prazi, then you, I think you can't sell it. I think you can't buy it back, Bechlal. If it's a Bati Arechoma, you have 1 year to redeem it, right? But if it's a Bati Chatzeros, then I think either you have. How does it work with Bati?
We're not talking about a lady.
No, we're not talking about the Ari Levim. No, we're talking about regular walled cities versus non-walled cities. But there's an afkamina. I don't remember exactly with the unwalled cities when you can redeem them. Do you have all the way until Yovel?
Because if it's unwalled, it's just like it's like a field. No, you've got until Yovel, I think.
I don't remember.
Well, it's not. And if you don't redeem it, you get it back in Yovel.
You get it back in Yovel, yes, for sure. Question is, how long do you have to redeem it? I know the Bati Arechoma, you have 1 year.
As long as you want.
You have as long as you want?
There's the thing in a field, I think you can't do it in the first year, because otherwise.
Yes, something like that, right? But do they Bati Chatzeros have the same din as a field? Yeah,
I'm not sure
either. I always get confused about this. We had this in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I don't remember. I'll have to look it up. I don't know. It's in Bahar. No, Parshas Bahar.
Maybe. No, it's in.
What? It's in Maseh? Okay. We'll look it up afterwards because we're almost done. Believe it or not. Well. See that? Less people, no questions. Okay, fine. So anyway, the Chachamim listed in the Mishnah and Erech, the Chachamim listed there were 8 or 9 cities that were Bate Arechoma. Lam manu Chachamim mis elu. Why did the Chachamim only list these 9? There were plenty more that were miyamos b'shul ben known. There were plenty more Bati Arechoma. Shekasha'alu b'nei Agola matzu es elu v'kidshum. That's because when the b'nei Agola, during the times of Ezra, when they came back, they found these 9 cities with Kidshum, and they were Makadish them to be Bati Arechoma again. Aval Rishonos. But the original Bati Arechoma, Batlu Mishabatla Aretz. Once the Aretz was Batl, once it was conquered, it was taken over, then it was Batl. The Kedusha was gone. Alma Kasavar Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaisa. But look at Shalasid Lava. So we see the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is gone. We assume the same is true by the Korbanos and Mizbechos and Vechule, that the same din would apply according to that brisa. Or a minhu, but we have a contradictory brisa that says Am Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yossi. The same Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yossi in the previous brisa is saying a different din in this one. The Gemara is going to bring down how do we have a steer over here. But Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yossi says the Chielu bilvad hayu, were there only 9? Valuk varnemar shishim ir kol chevel argov. There were 60 cities from all of chevel argov. Uksiv kol ela arim bitzuros choma gavoa. These are all arim bitzuros. These are all fortified walled cities with tall walls. So we see there were plenty more. There were 60. How do you come up with 9? So ela lama on chacham is elu. Why did the chachamim only list these 9? Again, because when Bnei Gola came up, they were Makadesh these 9. The Brisa continues and says, Kidshum Hashta? What do you mean they were Makadesh them now? Ha Amri, you're going to say, as the Brisa continues, we're going to say, Lo Tzricha LeKedusha, you don't need to be Makadesh them. Elamatsu is Elu, so the Gemara says, doesn't mean it's wrong, it doesn't mean that they were Makadesh them. Elamatsu is Elu Umanum. They found these, and they counted them amongst the Bati Arechoma. Lo Elu Bilavad. And it's not just these that are considered Bati Arechoma. Elakol Shetala Lacha Mesuris Biadecha. Me'avosecha. As long as you have a Mesorah from your fathers, Shemukvas Chayma Mios B'Shua Ben Nun, that X city is considered a walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, kol ha-mitzvah salol, nohagin ba, that all the mitzvahs of Bati Arechoma apply to it as well. Why? Mipnei she-kedusha rishona, kidsh l'shaisa v'kidsh l'asid lavo. Because the kedusha does last. Now that's a direct stira to the brisa that we had before. That was also stated by Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, who said the kedusha was gone. And that's why when the Bnei Agola came, and they found these nine cities. They were Mekadesh these nine cities. So that's a stira. So the Gemara says, Kasha Rabbi Shmuel, Lad Rabbi Shmuel. There's a kasha from one Rabbi Shmuel Braisa onto another Rabbi Shmuel Braisa. So the Gemara says, no, tre tanai alibad Rabbi Shmuel. Really, these are two tanaim who are learning it according to Rabbi Shmuel. These are not Braisas stating by Rabbi Shmuel. These are two tanaim arguing about what Rabbi Shmuel said. And so that is the machlokes tanaim as to whether we say Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, or it is. That's one opinion. V'iboy Seima, or you can say, Ha, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi. It wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. The second one, the second Brisa that says that the Kedusha is Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, it continues, that's actually his brother. That's the other son. It's not Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, his brother. Disanya. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi Omer, as we learned, where was this in Beis, Dav Gimel, something like that? This is in Dav Gimel Amid Beis, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Asher Lo Choma, that which does not have a Choma. It says Lo Choma, but it should say Lo with a Vav. So why does it say Lo with an Aleph? It should say with a Vav. So the Gemara says, Afa Pisha Ein Lo Achshav. It means Asher Lo Choma, meaning it doesn't have a Choma now. But if it doesn't have a choma now, but it did have hayolo kodem lachain, but it did have one kodem lachain, as long as it had a wall from Moshe Yeshua ben Nun, even if it doesn't have a wall now, the Kedusha retains itself, and therefore is considered a walled city. So that would be the second Brisa, and the first Brisa would say, no, the Kedusha is batal. And so we come out with a machlokes tanoim as to whether Kedusha Rishona Kidsha L'Shaita and Kidsha L'Asid Lavo or not. And that's it. Amazing! It's a modern-day Hanukkah miracle. That's a 21-minute share. But I do want to look up this. Let's see if we can find it. I think it's in Masse. It is. We'll keep this recorded in case people want to hear this part. I thought it was in either. That was in Bahar. Maybe I'm wrong. This is about Shemitah and Yovel, but it's just about. Yeah, this is it. Ishkim Kor Base Moshav Ir Choma. I'm on Bahar. It's Bahar Chafhei Chavtes. If a person sells a base Moshav Ir Choma, he sells a house in the Ir Choma, Bahaisa Geula, so you can redeem it ad Tom Shnas Mim Karo. You have 1 year to redeem it. You have 1 year to redeem the Bate Ir Choma. And then after that, you're finished. It's gone. The purchaser gets it, and lo yitzei bayovel. It doesn't. He even gets to keep it, right? That's it. Ubati achatzerim asher ein lahem choma saviv al stei haaretz yechashev. Very good. It's exactly like the stei haaretz. Geula tiyelo ubayovel yitzei. Geula tiyelo. That's you're saying it's forever, right? Rashi says, "Geula tielo miad im yirtze ubaze yafekuach mikoach sados." Ah, you can actually redeem it anytime you want, mamish. And but sados ein nigalos ad shtei shanim. By a sada, you the first 2 years it's locked in. What was the reason for that?
Because otherwise you're not going to get anything.
You're not going to get anything out of the field.
Yeah.
But a bias that we assume is different. A bias you can redeem any time, and by Yovel it goes back automatically. So they're very good. So when it comes to a base Moshe of Ir Choma, you have 1 year, and if you don't redeem it within that year, it's finished. And when it comes to a Bati Chatzerim, you have any time to do it, and then Yovel it goes back if you don't do it. And by a Sadeh, you cannot do it for the first 2 years, but then afterwards you can, and then Yovel it goes back. Shkoyach. Excellent. Glad I got that down.